founded in 1983 as Hyundai Electronics, spun off and left technically insolvent after the Asian financial crisis. SK Group acquired it in 2012, providing the cash, scale and patience the previous owners lacked. A 2021 all-in bet on HBM, dismissed by many as niche, made it the sole 12-high HBM 3E supplier to Nvidia for 18 months. By 2026 it holds over 50% of the HBM market. First quarter 2026 revenue hit 5.6 trillion at a 72% operating margin, and its market cap crossed $1 trillion. 1983 founded as Hyundai Electronics Industries to build a memory chip business for South Korea inside the Hyundai Chaebol. 1996 lists on the Korea Exchange. 2001 The Asian financial crisis exposes the Chaebol's balance sheet. Hyundai Electronics spins off as Hynix Semiconductor, technically insolvent, and creditors take it over. 2002 It sells stakes to anyone willing to buy in and goes through one of the largest corporate restructuring in Korean history. 2005 It emerges from creditor management and survives. 2012 SK Group acquires the company, renaming it SK Hynix and bringing the cash, scale and patience the previous owners could not. 2014 It acquires LG Siltron's silicon wafer business. 2020 It buys Intel's NAND flash business for $9 billion, becoming the world's number two NAND maker overnight. 2021 SK Hynix bets the company on HBM. Most of the industry calls it a niche, while SK Hynix calls it the only memory that matters for AI. 2023 It becomes the first memory maker to mass-produce 12-high HBM3. 2024-2025 It is the sole supplier of 12-high HBM3E to Nvidia's GB300 for 18 months, as Samsung fails to qualify. First quarter 2026 a record quarter, revenue of 5.6 trillion, around $35.5 billion, at a 72% operating margin, both all-time highs. May 2026 market capitalization crosses $1 trillion, only the second Korean company ever, with the stock up roughly 1,005% in 12 months. CEO Kwak Nojung, HBM demand for the next 3 years far exceeds our supply capacity. 2026 HBM market share above 50% makes SK Hynix the lead supplier of memory for the AI cycle. SK Hynix's story is one of the great corporate survivals. Technically insolvent and run by creditors in 2001, it reached the $1 trillion club by 2026. Memory was always a brutal cycle business, and SK Hynix turned the latest cycle, AI, into something closer to a structural rent. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point from insolvent in 2001 to the $1 trillion club in 2026. SK Hynix shows what the hardest businesses can do in the hands of the most patient owners. Memory was always a cycle. The HBM bet turned the AI cycle into a structural advantage. The deepest lesson is ownership. SK Group bought a near-dead asset and held it long enough for one well-timed wager to compound into the longest trade of the cycle. This is general information, not investment advice.